Israel has launched 9 airstrikes against Syrian military positions in the Golan Heights, killing 10 Syrian soldiers. Tel Aviv says it was retaliating against the Syria attack that left an Israeli teenager dead. An Israeli military intelligence website concluded that Israel took the opportunity for action to break the standoff between insurgents and troops in the 2-month battle for Ghneitra. The Syrian army has been defending that town against insurgents, reinforced by units trained and armed in Jordan by American instructors. So how are external players affecting the war in Syria? I'm Homa Lezgi and you're watching The Debate.
On Monday, Israeli forces attacked the positions of Syrian government troops fighting against the foreign-backed insurgents in the Golan Heights town of Ghneitra, located near the Syrian border with Jordan. The attacks, carried out by Israeli aircraft and tanks, targeted 9 different military positions and killed several Syrian soldiers. The Israeli military said the assault was in retaliation for the death of an Israeli teenager killed allegedly in a mortar shell attack from Syria. Debkafile, an Israeli media website close to Tel Aviv's intelligence agency Mossad, however, said on Tuesday that the operation was aimed at helping the militants in their 2-month-long battle for Ghneitra, which sits on a route to Damascus. The website, quoting Israeli military sources, added that the militants have been trained and armed in a secret American base in Jordan. It also said that Tel Aviv coordinated with the U.S. command center in Jordan before launching the assault.
Israel took the opportunity for action that would break the standoff in the 2-month battle for Ghneitra between Syrian rebel and army forces. The Syrian army's 90th Brigade has been defending the town against a rebel assault, reinforced by units trained and armed in Jordan by American instructors.
Last year, Israeli officials confirmed that they had set up military field hospitals in the occupied Golan Heights to treat injured militants. The same militants who were trained by the U.S. military in Jordan are now making headlines by carrying out atrocities and wreaking havoc in Iraq. Observers believe Israeli authorities are using the developments in the region, which have grabbed the world's attention, to mount pressure on Palestinians. Tel Aviv has been angry after Palestinian leaders managed to bridge their political divisions and form the unity government. Soon after the Palestinian unity government was formed, Israeli officials accused Hamas resistance movement of kidnapping 3 Israeli teenagers who went missing in the occupied West Bank. Despite Hamas's rejection of the allegation, Israeli forces launched deadly military attacks on Gaza. They've also been carrying out raids in the West Bank and have arrested hundreds of people there. Several Palestinians were also killed in the raids. Western mainstream media outlets have so far given little coverage of the Israeli crackdown. The international community has also failed to give a proper response to Tel Aviv's violations. And Tel Aviv is taking advantage of the situation more than ever.
You're watching The Debate. Let's introduce our guests for you. Joining me now live from Los Angeles is Mr. Michael Preisner with the Answer Coalition, and also live in London, Mr. Richard Millett, his journalist and political commentator. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being with us. My first question to our guest in London, Mr. Millett, this was the second time we're hearing in 3 months that Israel publicly acknowledged striking targets inside Syria. Now, how are you interpreting this? Because it's been called by some as unauthorized Israeli intervention in the Syria war. We know now that the Syrian Foreign Ministry has been speaking against it, saying it goes against international law and its aggression in Syrian territory.
Well, I think what Israel sees it as a violation of international law, that one of its citizens was murdered by an attack originating from Syrian soil. Israel has sees that it has an obligation to protect its citizens and to warn off any future attacks against Israeli citizens. So Israel is doing what it feels it must do to protect its citizens in the north, There have been past attacks with rockets landing inside Israeli territory. And if Israel doesn't answer these attacks, whoever is to blame for them, whether Assad or a rocket from the opposition, but it seems to have come from the Assad's forces, then if Israel doesn't respond and retaliate against military targets only, which it has done, then there's a high risk Israel sees that there'll be more attacks and more deaths inside Israel. Israel does not want to intervene, does not want to get involved in what's happening in Syria. But you've got to remember, a teenager was killed by a rocket that originated from Syrian soil.
Well, let's bring in Mr. Preisner on this as well. Now, Mr. Preisner, before we hear your side or your view on this, I'd just like to refer you to a 2012 Brookings Institution's report that said, and I'm quoting here, Israel could posture forces on or near the Golan Heights and in so doing might divert regime forces from suppressing the opposition. This posture, the report says, may conjure fears in the Assad regime of a multi-front war, particularly if Turkey is willing to do the same on its border and if the Syrian opposition is being fed a steady diet of arms and training. That's end quote. Now, this policy, it looks like, is in full operation now. Do you see similarities and do you think this is what the Israeli presence and the Israeli attacks in the Golan Heights are about?
Right. Well, other guests said that Israel doesn't want to be involved in the conflict in Syria, but this is not the first time that Israel has bombed Syria in favor of those who are fighting the government there. I think in this situation, retaliation is a motivation. Someone in Israel was killed, and so the Israeli government says, we have to kill somebody, we have to kill anybody in retaliation for it. And so those Syrian soldiers who were killed were the ones that were the deaths that Israel chose to be in retaliation. But there is a more to this, too. I mean, Israel would be very, very happy to see Syria destroyed, Syria shredded, Syria thrown further into chaos. And so, of course, the bombings also are in support of that, are in support of Syria being destroyed as a country, which is in Israel's interest. And then if this was something carried out with consultation with the United States, this is precisely the reason that Israel receives so many billions and billions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer money, is to play this role in the Middle East, to be this attack dog on the leash of the United States, to act in its interest when the United States doesn't want to be openly carrying out airstrikes. They have Israel as a loyal client to act in its interest for them.
Right. Ms. Millett, let's look at whether Israel has been taking sides in the conflict in Syria. You say that an Israeli was killed, Israel gave a response. And we know that the Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon has said, we hold Bashar al-Assad's regime and the Syrian army responsible for what happens from their territory and will continue to react forcefully to any provocation. Doesn't that say that for Israel, it's the Bashar al-Assad government that's the enemy here and that the way that they've been engaged in the fighting is in favor of the insurgents?
Well, you can't have it both ways. Assad says his country's under attack, but he also says he's in control of the country. He's just had elections that he's, 99.9% votes in his favour. He's proclaimed himself the president, so he's responsible for what goes on Syrian soil. He's the one who has crushed democratic uprising, and it's just so typical of my colleague in America that he's so concerned with Israel's retaliation, but he shows no sympathy whatsoever to the 150,000 people who've been murdered in Syria because of Assad, and all he does is blame Israel. This is just so typical of these faux human rights activists who claim just blame everything on Israel and on America. And Israel has no interest in getting involved in Syria. Israel is very peaceful at the moment. Israel is prospering very nicely, unlike the rest of the region that is unfortunately going up in flames. So Israel doesn't want to attract any fire. And Israel has no interest in getting involved.
Yes.
Israel has no interest in the breakup of Syria. Israel would like to live in a peaceful region.